Jamie, thank you so much for coming in today on Gelsberg Live.
Yeah. Thank you.
Hard to believe it's already going to be spring. I know we just had these deep freeze temperatures, but you guys are gearing up for the folks wanting to get some spring projects done, aren't you?
Yes, we are. We're, trying to focus on getting the treated lumber in there so people can start on all the outdoor projects that are going to be happening. And
gotcha.
People are gearing up for that right now.
And one of the big ones that they're looking for, you guys help people with decks. That's the big one, right?
Yes, we do. And yeah, we can actually help design some of these decks, and help people with the measurements and figuring out the spacing and, some of that. So
I'll be darned.
Yep.
Well, so you need to get started now, right? Is
right.
That
planning's key.
Okay.
You're going to want to get a little bit of a lead time on this. So,
Yeah. What do you think is some of the mistakes that people make when they're wanting to put a deck on their property, whether it's on their house or by their pool or what? What do you think?
A lot of it's going to be when you're building a deck, you're going to want to stay within a certain length so you're not wasting so much product. So if you want a 15-foot deck, it might be better to go down to a 14 or even a 16 so you're not wasting so much. So you're not spending so much extra money to just throw that product away.
Okay. You mean the wood and
you don't want to waste anything. You really, by the time you're all said and done, you don't want that much waste. You want to be able to have it set, done, and then you might have a couple scraps here.
Yeah. So that's the importance of planning ahead and talking to somebody like you guys.
Yep.
So you can really look. Do you actually come out to the property or do you rather
yes.
Yep. Okay.
We can come out, look at it for you. Decide if that's going to be a good spot where you should put, certain supports and we that is an option that is available with us.
Yeah. Do you get a lot of do-it-yourselfers or,
We get quite a few do-it-yourselfers. We get some contractors, that come in and especially regular contractors that come in too.
Yeah, right. Yeah. These decks, especially with this last year, a lot of people were putting these above ground pools in. Are you getting a lot of questions about that?
A lot of decks around the pools. That's been a big thing right now.
Yeah.
And getting that. So.
Yeah. And some of these pools, it's one thing to work with a reputable pool company and put that, but do you see some of these folks that come in with the big box pool and they're wanting to put this here? They spent that. They went the cheapest on the pool, but they want to put this just elaborate, expensive deck.
You just want to go like as big as possible with the deck, but then they only drop like $200 on the pool. So it's kind of entertaining to see. But hey, to each their own.
That's right. It's their project. Let them. Yep. So again, the key, start early. Another one is you said when we get to springtime, windows and doors. That's a big one. People are looking at, aren't they?
Right. Well, and especially after this kind of a cold, it really shows you where you have air leaks. Walk by a window, and that window is really drafty, and you don't really necessarily forget that.
Yeah.
When the seasons change out like that, and especially as quickly as it has. So
sure.
That's definitely.
So something. Your windows, what kind do you guys look at specific brands that you recommend?
We recommend Temco. We have a really good window with Temco. It's a good, it's kind of cheaper, but it is a really great quality window for the price.
Yeah.
And we do offer Pella. Pella is a great window as well.
Yeah.
But, in between those two, those are.
Yeah. Oh, the Pella American made here too. That's right.
Yep.
Pretty great.
Yep.
And then now with the doors, how about that? Is it exterior doors and your.
Yep, we got exterior, and we got a couple different options with that. We got Therma-True or Masonite. Masonite's a really great door. And I'm trying to think. There's another one. Well, we got, the exterior, but we also have the interior doors as well.
Okay, gotcha.
Either one of those. And some of the specialty, even if it is like a specialty, it may not take as long as you think.
Really?
Yep.
So if I want to, if I have a special size I've got to have for my entryway, I mean, they may not all be standard, right?
Right.
Okay. Yep.
And it's not going to take, I shouldn't say that necessarily. There is lead times on certain things.
Sure.
Depending how specific you want to get, because there's a variety of options.
Yeah. But custom is absolutely possible to do
absolutely
that.
Absolutely possible. You can get anything from primed on the outside to stained on the inside. Windows, you can get panels on the side, doubles, patio doors, whatever it may be. There's all kinds of options. We're we can carry all of them. So we have them all available. So,
Jamie, it's great to have you with us today on Galesburg Live.
Thank you.
Now, I'd like to back up a little bit and talk about the history of your business. It goes back to Hanson Lumber, and they've been around a long, long time.
Long time. It's the building itself has been there since, I believe, the 20s, possibly earlier. That's where we can actually find some record of the building being there.
Yeah. So. And like a, was it a... I don't want to say sawmill, but I mean, did they?
It was like a standard lumberyard, and they carried just about everything in there that we carry now.
Yeah.
And, well, of course, back in the day, they had the rail car that went through there. You can still see kind of where the rail cars would pull in, and they would pull everything off the rail cars.
My gosh.
Yes.
And now going there these days, it's... It seems really tight down there now, you know, but you know, with the brick streets and all that, it's there's still a lot of that old world charm there, it seems like.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, we got actually some of our little alley there where we have all our one buys. That's all the old brick there from back in the 20s, I would imagine.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
So it was Hanson Lumber, and so when did Galesburg Lumber take over?
About 2 years in April, it will be.
I was about to say, it just hadn't been that long. I remember talking with Dave Marshall around when that transition was going to take place, and that was pretty exciting.
Yeah, and it is exciting to be able to, you know, still be in that lumber yard.
Yeah,
just, you know, with new opportunities.
So who took it? Who took it over? Galesburg Lumber. Who?
A few local owners
bought
into it and is owning and operating it now.
Yeah, and still some of the same people that were involved with Hanson, right?
Right,
That's right. So still you're dealing with a lot of the same people that you did before.
Yeah, right. A little bit of history, you know, tied in with it all. So
it's
kind of cool to keep it all together.
So, and you're the sales manager, right? So are you from this area?
I'm from Galva, actually.
Okay.
So, and well, my grandma lives here in Galesburg, and I've always been to Galesburg, you know, ever since I was a little tyke. So.
Sure. How did you get into kind of construction and all this? Have you always kind of wanted to get into that?
Always hands-on.
Yeah.
Ever since I was a little kid, always tearing things apart, putting them back together. So it just kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah, right. Yeah, sure. How did you get with Galesburg Lumber?
Well, I got a friend, and they referred me to them, and, you know, just kind of went perfect. It just aligned perfectly like that. So
as a sales manager, what's your role there? What do you do?
Sales, finding, you know, helping out with the customers, you know, with whatever they may need, and ordering, and even some of the outback stuff, you know, putting the lumber away, getting the orders together, and making a few deliveries here and there. So
sure. How big's your staff? How many people you have working for you?
Three people.
Okay.
Three people.
Yep. Gotcha. Full time. But you guys, you cater to a wide variety of customers.
Yes.
But the big part of that is contractors.
Yeah.
Right? Yep. Okay.
And, you know, that's actually one of our little niches that we can supply to these contractors.
Yeah.
You know, and get them what they need. And a lot of the times we got contractors, they'll just call us up, say, hey, I need this. I can go out, grab it. Make sure it's ready. The guy can pull up, grab it, throw it in the back of the truck, on his way.
Yeah, right.
And just that fast. He doesn't have to mess around with anything for take a half hour to go grab just one thing. So
sure. Well, and that's probably been such a huge effect on these smaller locally owned lumber yards is the when the big box stores came in.
Yep.
And they start catering to contractors as well.
Right.
But you guys have that. Well, you guys have your own niche.
Yep.
Because you are local. And you told, in fact, before off the air, when I asked him what, I said, what's your specialty? You said what?
That free in-town delivery.
Yeah, free in-town delivery. Yep. Yeah.
Especially the contractors, which helps a lot. You don't have to pull the guys off the job site. You know, you don't have to pay somebody to go down to Menards or wherever for 30 minutes at a time to go pick something up. And It's really beneficial to the contractors.
So all they have to do is call you, and you're going to deliver to their job site.
Right. Yep.
Who else does that around here?
I don't know too many that would.
I was about to say, yeah. You're That doesn't happen anymore.
No, it does not.
Yeah. So another thing that that Jamie had said is customer service, and I think that whole free delivery is a big part of that too.
That's a big part of it.
How many times do you go to one of the big box stores and you talk to somebody and I'm looking for this. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yeah. And then that's one of the problems too, because I can't tell you how many guys that come down there and say, well, at least you know what you're talking about, and don't necessarily want to knock anybody for not knowing something.
No, of course.
But it's helpful to be able to talk to somebody that does understand what's going on and can actually help them out with the project just by talking. You don't have to go out and see it even, help them out through the project even. So,
Jamie, we appreciate you coming into the station here today to talk to us on Galesburg Live.
Yeah, thank you.
So we were talking about the small locally owned lumber yards. There's not as many of them around as there used to be back in the day.
No, there is not. And we know how the world works these days. You know, you get bigger companies coming in and just kind of squashing out the little guys. So it's nice to be able to start up something and actually be able to hold on to that.
Absolutely, because there is a place for what you do, and you cater to a lot of contractors.
Yep.
And we had said that one of the big things you had mentioned that sets you apart from maybe the big box stores is your customer service and the fact that you offer free delivery.
Yes, we do.
Yeah,
free in-town delivery.
In-town delivery.
Yep.
To the job site.
To the job site.
Which a lot of people are doing that.
No, and we can actually help unload some of the stuff. I mean, you don't even necessarily just point us to where you want that stuff. We can just set it down over there for you. You don't even have to come over there and necessarily help us unload it.
And the other big selling point for our local lumber yard is you're dealing with experts who have done a lot of these projects. They know what they're talking about and they know what you need, right?
Right. Yeah. And these guys, most of the contractors, they've been doing it for so many years now. They know what they're doing. So for them even to just tell us exactly we don't necessarily have to question what they're doing.
Yeah.
They know, they understand what they're doing. So it's kind of nice for them to just tell us what they need and we just get it to them without no questions asked.
That's right. You know? That's right. And so a full service lumber yard, meaning you can come in and get them any kind of. What's the specialty wood that people are coming in for these days?
A lot of it's been shiplap, actually. And
shiplap, what's that?
It's the planking that goes up onto walls. And certain TV shows or whatever has been, they do a lot of that in their projects, and people just love the looks of it. Personally, I do, too.
Yeah.
I do like the looks of it. So
okay.
And it is nice to be able to get something like that available to us. So
absolutely.
Then these people that come in are looking for this specialty item like that, and we have it readily available for them. That's really nice. And we have all kinds of other specialty woods, 1x anywhere up to 6x6s. So there's quite a bit there that we do carry and have available in stock.
And the other part of that you were talking off air when we were preparing for our conversation here was the quality of this wood that you're getting compared to maybe some of the big box stores.
Right. Yeah, the quality is next to none. I mean, we have boards in there that are just straight as an arrow, and they have been sitting there for a couple of years even and just haven't warped or anything. And it's amazing to see some of these 1x's that are just completely clear, no knots, no nothing on them, and they're just square as ever. So
wow.
Yeah.
As opposed to, I mean, that's got to be just a pain when you're trying to get this job. You're a contractor, you're on a time limit, and the client's got a budget, and you get some of this wood from maybe a big box store.
Yep.
And it's not straight, it's knotty, it's...
I can't tell you how many contractors or even homeowners that talk about how they had a project. They went out to one of these big box stores. They spent half an hour to an hour combing through the entire pile of 2x4s, and they were able to get maybe, half of whatever they were getting.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
And then when they could have just came to your place,
yep,
where the quality stuff is sitting right there.
Right. You don't have to spend
yeah,
a half an hour grabbing it. And most of the time, we can actually just pull it out for you, and whatever we just grab right off the top, that works.
That's
right. It's there.
That's right. Jamie Williams is the sales manager at Galesburg Lumber and Construction Supply here in downtown Galesburg, and a formerly Hanson Lumber.
Yep.
And they took over a couple years ago and renamed it Galesburg Lumber and Construction Supply. Good friends of the radio station, and we're talking about kind of what they do. And it's when we talk about the big box stores and, you know, catering, they do cater to contractors too.
Yep.
But when we talk about saving time, that's also saving money, and you're getting your job done faster with more quality equipment and supplies when you come to a place like Galesburg
right.
Lumber.
Yeah, yeah. Time is money these days. You know, everything is down to the last second. So being able to just save yourself so much time to be able to get back onto that project and finish it faster, whatever it may be, even as a homeowner, you don't necessarily have to be a contractor to try to save your time.
Yeah.
You know, as a homeowner, you may be able to save some time and get right back to the next project, whatever it may be.
Yeah. Well, the you brought up a great subject in these DIY shows. They're just all over the place.
Yes, they are.
And they're doing all these amazing things, and it looks wonderful. So then somebody like me who doesn't have a lot of experience, they're thinking, oh, yeah, you'll have no problem doing this project. And then you go to the big box store trying to get everything you need, and you're way over your head pretty quickly, are you?
Right. Well, and that's part of it. Some of these projects, you know, it's going to start with the material. Now, if you have a bad material, it's going to take even longer or even harder work to get to where you need to be with that project. If you start off with a good quality material, it's going to take half the time and half the effort even to get that quality, whatever it may be you're trying to do.
So I'm saying if I see something on one of the DIY shows,
yep,
I can walk into your place and say, this is what I saw, this is what I'm thinking of.
Right.
At a big box store, you might just be kind of on your own looking around. But
point you
guys,
to whatever you may be needing for that project, and we'll help you right through until you put down the last board or the last screw. We're going to be able to be there to help you out. Even just a simple phone call. Call us up, and we'll be able to talk with you.
Absolutely. Jamie Williams is the sales manager at Galesburg Lumber and Construction Supply. Some of these projects that people are going to be jumping into this spring might be room additions, right?
Yep. Yep.
Have you seen an uptick, especially with COVID happen? People are at home and they're thinking they got nothing else to do but dream of what they should be adding to their home.
Sitting at home stuck with COVID, you know, the walls got a little bit smaller on people. So they may be thinking, hey, we can push out a wall, you know, this far, and we can help you guys with that, getting that addition put on there from start to finish.
What are some of the things that, because there's more than just knocking out walls and putting up, you know, and extending it. I mean, there's zoning and things with the city. Do you help them, direct them to where they need to, hey, before you start this, you probably need to talk to.
Yep, we can help you, you know, with that. We
at least direct you
to where you need to be.
You shouldn't just start knocking out walls and start putting up fence posts and all that.
Gonna get in a little bit of trouble if you start doing that. So it's important to know the certain people and where to go and where to get the correct permits and know the building codes, because you're gonna have to build things to code, because if it's not, they may have you tear down completely and redo. So you're gonna need to know all of these specific items.
Yeah.
Like this.
Is that with your room additions too? I mean,
room additions, fences, decks, whatever it may be, you're going to need to build to a certain code.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be.
Well, we were talking about people getting these pools and putting the decks in. Is it Galesburg? Do they require a fence around?
Yes, they do. Yep.
Okay.
Even in little old Galva there, you know, that you have to have a fence up because they don't want anybody just being able to walk up and getting into your pool. Little kids.
Yeah.
You know, we've heard horror stories before.
Of course.
So, you know, you want to be able to follow the rules. That's the big thing.
But it's not just, again, digging some post holes and putting it in. You've got to talk to somebody about permits and all that, right?
Yep. In order to build that correctly. And so we can definitely point you in the right direction for that.
So how about garage projects and sheds?
Yeah, and the she sheds.
Have you been seeing some of those?
Yes, I have actually. Yeah, I've been seeing quite a few of those.
Have people come to you and said, "Hey, I'm I want to
build a she shed. So, yep.
Well, for somebody out there listening, they're not sure what a she shed is. Could you help them?
It's just a little garden shed out there in the yard. You know, you'd be able to do whatever you may need to do out there. That's basically what that's for, is for the outside.
Typically, because you hear the man shed.
Yep.
You know, the man cave with the maybe the bar and the big TVs, and it's a place to, you know, the she shed is for her. Yeah.
Yep.
And they have, you know, maybe lounging things and craft
whatever. Yeah, right. Crafting, anything that she may want. In
cappuccino
there.
Machine.
Yeah, right. Yeah, espressos.
Trying to think of what my wife would like in her she shed. Yeah. So people really are building these around here.
Yes, they are. They are. And they're fairly straightforward. But, you know, like I said, with anything, it takes a good quality product in order to get that. You don't want the walls to be all curvy and wavy. So got to keep the wife happy. So,
Jamie, thank you so much for being with us today on Galesburg Live.
Yeah, thank you.
We're talking about some of the products and services that Galesburg Lumber provides. And one of the things that I had heard you talking about in one of the messages on the radio were your concrete products and sealants. You want to get into that, what you're talking about here?
Yeah, we have Ardex already. We're going to be getting some stuff from WR Meadows. So we're going to be able to have concrete sealants and self-leveling products from Ardex.
Okay. So the concrete sealants, what are you going to use that for?
Well, if you pour out, you know, whatever concrete, you're going to need to seal that so it's not open. You're going to want to seal that so it's not getting torn up with whatever the elements, basically.
Yeah, right. Yep. So even if I have an existing concrete driveway, I should be sealing that regularly?
You can, yeah. Yeah, and it's pretty important, too. You want to be able to take care of that.
Yeah.
So
does it, and it helps the longevity, the life of your...
Right, so you're not tearing out and redoing again. Yeah. You know, you only want to do it once because it's quite cashy to do that just the first time. So,
well, I know my garage floor, concrete floor, over the years, it's, you know, there's been cracks and that kind of stuff.
The pits and all that. And that's that kind of stuff, that's where the Yardex really comes in, because it's a full over and it doesn't bust out or pop out or whatever it may be. It seals it, makes it like a brand new floor again.
Wow.
And it's completely sealed up and, you know, ready for use. You don't have to worry about it.
So how does that work? Do you buy it by the bucket, the bag? Or
bag, and you mix it up and you apply it. Just keep going over everything. You want to make sure, like with everything, get a good prep on first. You know, you want to make sure to prep everything so it's all good. And then when you put it on your product, it is going on to a good base. So it'll actually adhere and stay put when you put it on.
Gotcha.
Yep. And then your sealant after that, so it's cured in and it doesn't decide to go anywhere after that.
Yeah, right.
Yep.
So when somebody comes in, if say they're listening to this and they're hearing of concrete sealants and all that, they can walk in and you can help them find the right product for what they're trying to do.
Yep. And that's another part of it. Like, you know, we can point them in the right direction, but if we don't necessarily know, we also have the resources to be able to talk to the salesmen that sell the product and have also put on this material that'll be able to help us help the customer the most, you know, the best way possible.
Gotcha. Jamie Williams is the sales manager of Galesburg Lumber and Construction Supply. And we're talking about some of the concrete products, the sealant. How about basement floors? Is this good for that, too?
It's same thing. The same exact thing. I
mean, okay.
You're going to be dealing with the same thing in basement floors, heaving from the water getting underneath, cracking, you know, whatever it may be. It's going to be the same exact thing. It's garage, driveways.
Yeah.
It'll last in the elements and inside as well.
I'll be darned. How about, and you had also said that some of this is, you've got to put down this when you're getting ready to lay down tile too,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
I mean,
that self-leveling, that's going to be really
self-leveling.
Key. Yep.
I'll be darned.
You'll see that and you literally pour it out of a bucket.
Yeah.
And it'll almost level itself out. Just have to go over it, skim it, and it'll be perfectly level. So when you put your tile down, it's not moving up and down. Everything's sitting down nice and perfect.
No kidding.
Yep.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's quite the product.
That's pretty slick. Yeah, absolutely. And we had we had also talked about. Do you guys get into other sealants, like for we didn't talk about this before, but say if you've got a blacktop driveway, do you have those kind of sealants too?
We can get some of that too. Yeah,
you do. Okay, yeah.
And actually, one of the other sealers that I was thinking about just then was actually for your decks.
Oh,
we carry
a
Penefin, and that stuff is just next to none. It's an oil base as opposed to like Thompson's Water Seal and whatever else it may be.
Yeah.
Those are water based. These oil bases actually soak more into the wood. It doesn't leave an oily residue behind.
Okay.
I've put it on my own deck. I will swear by it. I'll stand by this stuff. It's very good.
So how often do you have to treat it, your deck, once you use that stuff?
About 5 to 7 years.
Really?
Yep. It will last because it's oil-based as opposed to water-based.
Okay. Yeah, the other water-based, you've got to...
The rain almost washes it off.
Yeah, exactly.
Almost every year.
Man, that is great to know.
Yep.
Okay, well, good. Jamie Williams is the sales manager of Galesburg Lumber and Supply. Galesburg Lumber and Construction Supply. And big exciting news for you guys when it comes to tools. You want to share the big news?
Yep, we're pretty happy to get some Milwaukee tools in there. We're going to be able to carry anything, and not just carry it, but we'll also be able to get some of the other specialty tools that Milwaukee does have available, which is an endless amount with those guys.
Yeah.
We'll be able to get them in there and get them to the customers.
Now, when you think of the tools out there, you got DeWalt and all that, but Milwaukee's like the higher end quality stuff, right? I mean,
quality wise,
where does that fall? Yeah.
Price is, you know, comparable to some of those, you know, and for the quality that you're getting, I really do love the Milwaukee tools.
Yeah. You know, that's what you use, right?
I use them myself. You know, I use them all the time. So, and I will put them through the ringer. And they will last every time.
Yeah. So. What's Milwaukee tools? What's their kind of, what do they hang their hat on? What's their kind of.
Well, they have. The battery packs, which is just a 12-volt and an 18-volt.
Yeah, yeah.
And the 18-volt will stand and last forever. Mm. And you can use those throughout every single tool that they have.
So the battery pack, it can be used on every tool.
Just about any tool. They have the 12-volt series, and then they have the 18-volt series, whatever it may be.
So other tool sets wouldn't be able to transfer that battery pack to each tool and some of those, but Milwaukee does.
Yep.
Okay.
Throughout the whole range of their products, you can use just the one battery pack per the tool. So
So you'll be carrying them there, but you can also order specialty stuff. What's the craziest specialty tool that somebody has wanted that come in and said, I want it. You guys carry an XYZ?
Probably. A lot of it's been the concrete cutting, like a diamond.
Concrete cutting.
Yeah, the diamond. Diamond cutting blades.
Gee whiz.
Yeah, that's a heck of a product there.
That's some high-end stuff there. Yeah,
You got some serious cutting. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So when are you guys already carrying them right now?
We got a few things down there right now. We're working on getting some more. You know, it's just kind of a trial and error with it. We want to get what people are going to want there.
Gotcha.
So, you know.
So who uses Milwaukee tools? Contractors?
Contractors and homeowners alike.
Okay.
You know, it's not just the specific for contractors.
Yeah, this is not just the high-end stuff that those guys are going to. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. And as a homeowner, it is kind of important to get a better tool when you're using them at home. So
I think so.
Yeah.
Because you pay a lot of money for stuff that isn't going to last. I mean, come on, I want something that's
going to be there. You know, whether it sits there in the toolbox for 9 months, you want to be able to grab it and use it and know that it's going to work.
And how many times have you gotten a gift from the Christmas special at the big box store, and it was the 105 piece tool set that had the, you know,
that had three tools that worked.
Yeah. And it's just, it's kind of garbage. Some of it, you want to give me something good.
And the bonus with this is, you know, you get a Milwaukee, we carry that. Let's say Christmas time or birthday rolls around. Well, guess what? Just go with Milwaukee. You don't have to go out and find a different product that would match that tool or whatever. It's all the same.
I need a new concrete cutter from Milwaukee, from Galesburg Lumber and Construction Supply. Well, that's great stuff. So your spring projects, if you're getting ready for trying to get you want a deck built, or you need new windows or doors, you got to come and see these guys. But you got to plan now. You may be thinking, well, it's not quite spring yet, But now's the time to get in and talk to you guys about those projects.
Right. Get in ahead of the game. You know, just start ahead of it.
You can't just come in on Friday and say, hey, I'm going to build a deck tomorrow.
Right.
Well, you probably, you might.
Could. Yeah. You could. And we do have the products there to do that. But it's a lot easier to stay ahead of it and to pre-plan. It's pretty key.
Well, you got somebody like you guys that kind of have your back to help you if you have any questions. You go back to the big box store and they might not be able to help you as much. I mean, we appreciate you guys and everything you're doing and taking care of our contractors that have been really busy this past year.
I've heard quite a few contractors that are talking about being booked up mostly through spring already. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah, which is great for them.
It's amazing. News. Yeah. So if someone is looking to do a project and they don't have a contractor in mind, you guys have some good connections, don't you?
We do have some referrals. We can get you to some good contractors out there that do good quality work.
Okay, excellent. What's your website? Do you have a website, Facebook?
We're on Facebook.
Okay.
We're on Facebook.
Great. So look for them on Facebook, and make sure you stop in and say hi to our friends at Galesburg Lumber and Construction Supply. Jamie, thank you so much for everything you do. Thanks for joining us today, and come back and see us soon, okay?
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Appreciate it.